Welcome to Tales of Honor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to telling the true stories of the Congressional Medal of Honor. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tales of Honor Podcast. I'm your host, Christoph Ambrosch. Tonight's episode? That's episode 107. It's being brought to you by the Bearded Detailer. It's simple. Head on over to thebeardeddetailer.com, go to the swag store. That's where you're going to find a bunch of Made in America products from Optimum Car Care and Laminex Protective Films. Good stuff to keep your car clean and protected. And be sure to use the promo code TOH10 to get 10% off your order. You can also buy your Tales of Honor podcast t-shirt over there. And just know that 75% of the profits, for all those who use the promo code TOH10, will be donated to the Congressional Medal of Honor Society. The Bearded Detailer, where your dirt is his business. And now, a tale of honor. Eduardo was born on the 28th of October, 1919, in Los Angeles, California, and enlisted in the U.S. Army in February of 1949. He deployed to Korea with the 1st Cavalry Division, and it was his actions on the 3rd of September, 1950, that would earn him the Medal of Honor. The citation reads, "Sergeant Eduardo C. Gomez distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty while serving with Company I, 8th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division, during combat operations against an armed enemy in Tabudong, Korea, on September 3, 1950. That afternoon, while conducting combat patrol, Sergeant Gomez's company was ruthlessly attacked by a hostile force which moved within 75 yards of the command post before it was immobilized by rocket fire. However, an enemy tank and multiple enemy machine guns continued to rake the company perimeter with devastating fire. Realizing the tank posed a serious threat to the entire perimeter, Sergeant Gomez voluntarily crawled 30 yards across an open rice field, vulnerable to enemy observation and fire, boarded the tank, pried open one of the hatches on the turret, and dropped an activated grenade into the hull, killing the crew. Wounded in the left side while returning to his position, Sergeant Gomez refused evacuation. Observing that the tripod of a 30 caliber machine gun was rendered inoperable by enemy fire, he cradled the weapon in his arms, returned to the forward defensive positions, and swept the assaulting force with withering fire. Although his weapon overheated and burned his hands and his painful wound still bled, Sergeant Gomez maintained his stand and, upon orders to withdraw in the face of overwhelming enemy superiority, remained to provide protective fire. Sergeant Gomez continued to pour accurate fire into the enemy ranks, exacting a heavy toll in casualties and retarding their advance. Sergeant Gomez would not consent to leave his post for medical attention until the enemy established new defensive positions. Sergeant Gomez's extraordinary heroism and selflessness above and beyond the call of duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the United States Army. When the Defensive Authorization Act called for a review of Jewish and Hispanic veterans of World War II, Korean, and Vietnam Wars to ensure no prejudice had been shown to those who may have deserved the Medal of Honor, Eduardo posthumously became one of 24 veterans to receive the Medal of Honor from President Obama in a ceremony at the White House on the 18th of March, 2014. Eduardo Corral Gomez is buried in Panteon Civil de San Nicolas Tolentino, in Cuajimalpa, Mexico, OTA 12, Row 21, Grave 43. And that was a tale of honor. Thank you so much for listening to Tales of Honor Podcast. If you like this podcast, please be sure to leave a nice review, a good rating, and tell a friend. You can see more information on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and at talesofhonorpodcast.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to talesofhonorpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Christoph Ambrosch. Thanks for listening.